this, of course, is the biggest game of the season. So, you know, we've had experience with big games, and I'm sure it'll just correlate in playing in this one.
It's been a long couple of weeks, Teddy.
What's that?
Ready finally to get through
practice. Yeah, excited. Excited knowing that it's coming here. It's closer now. I mean, it's a game we've all been waiting for. Everybody wants to participate in the playoffs. You know, it's what you play the regular season for. So everyone's starting to feel like it's closer, and our preparation is getting down to its final stages.
Can you let that build up over the course of time, Teddy? Is it hard not to get excited as you go?
You don't want to get too excited too early. You know, I mean, it's still a few days before, and you don't want to get excited on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. Not too excited. You know it's coming, but you have to use that anxious energy and that excitement to transfer over to your preparation and the way you watch film and prepare for the opponent.
Hey, last year you had to go to San Diego. How much of a comfort is knowing that you don't have to go anywhere?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good that you know you're going to be home. You can stick to your routine for the home games. You don't have a long flight to get on. So, you know, we worked hard during the regular season to be able to have home playoff games. And, you know, we're excited to play in front of our fans.
Can you describe the challenges that their running game poses for your defense?
I think this is the biggest challenge of the year in terms of facing two running backs that are on the top of their games, and two running backs that can really score anytime they touch the ball. Whether it's, I mean, you saw the play out of the backfield to Jones-Drew last week when he was just on an easy swing pass and he took it all the way to the house. I mean, his kickoff return. I mean, Taylor, all the breakout runs he had, and he finishes them in the end zone. You know, so they're not really a 3-, 4-, 5-yard cloud and dust type of team. If they get in the open field, they're going to be going all the way.
Do you feel like the undefeated talk has kind of fallen by the wayside now that every team needs to go undefeated at this point to make the goal?
Yeah, I mean, it's all the records are erased now. You know, it's the playoffs, and whoever wins gets to move on, and whoever loses, you know, the season's over.
Teddy, what does it say about Jacksonville if they lead the league in both fourth down attempts and conversions with 19, which is the most since the Patriots in 96?
The fourth down what?
Attempts with 33 and conversions with 19.
I think it... speaks of how aggressive they are in terms of play calling. If it's a fourth and short or fourth and whatever, they have confidence on their offense and that they can convert. And I think it shows that how much confidence their coaches have in their players. I mean, when you put the balls in the hands of players like Garrard and Drew and Taylor, you have a good feeling that they'll convert that fourth down conversion.
Before the season started, some of the so-called experts talk about the advanced age of the defense being a potential drawback. Do you feel you've answered some of those critics?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really go out. I'm sure all of us linebackers, and I'm sure they're talking about the linebackers, but we don't go out to prove anyone wrong. We just go out to win football games, no matter how we can do it. And I don't use it as motivation. I know all our guys don't use that as motivation. The motivation we have is to win, and whether we answered critics or we didn't answer them, we really don't care.
Teddy, coming out of Tucson when you graduated from U of A,
yeah,
what were your expectations for this league?
What's that?
What were your expectations for yourself entering this league?
I was wondering where I was going to be played. You know, that was my expectation because I was 6'1", 242 pounds, and I was playing defensive end. And realistically, those defensive ends aren't really that size in this league. You know, and so when I came here and Coach Parcells told me I was going to play linebacker, and I sort of chuckled because I really didn't know how to. So I think my first expectations in this league were learning how to make the team, learning how to play linebacker, and doing what I could to stay on the field and provide a contribution. And I did that through playing special teams and being a third down pass rusher the first couple years of my career until I learned how to play.
And at this stage of your career, what
did you get the Elk World Corps?
Yeah, I won't give that to him. What's up?
I was going to say, at this stage of your career, what has this run meant to you this year?
What's that?
At this stage of your career, what has this run that you guys have had meant to you?
Right now, well, it's an incomplete run. So it really isn't, I can't say this is as satisfying as other runs because those other runs are finished and we were able to succeed on what we wanted to do. Right now, we haven't succeeded. We still have formidable challenges in front of us that we still have to face.
You said you guys are used to these expectations, but these expectations seem to be a little bit higher than the already high expectations that the teams have given.
For you. I mean, not for us. This is the playoffs. And the expectation I have is to go out there and try and win a playoff game. That's it. I mean, not to continue any type of streaks or anything like that. We're not thinking about that. We're just thinking about the playoffs now. Like I said, every team in this tournament has a realistic shot of becoming a world champion, and we have to acknowledge that because they are the best teams in the league. So really for us, our expectations are just to win one game first.